Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. I thought we were headed to spring, Alan.
Yeah, as I woke up this morning at my usual, 3 o'clock in the morning, it was something like 38 degrees, 39 degrees. As my boy Jonas often said to me when he was growing up, that ain't right.
It ain't right. And more rain in the forecast and still some chilly temperatures around. We'll get through it, as we always do.
Because, you want to know why? We have no choice.
We have no choice. And just like the sun rises and sets, the news continues, and we are tasked with paying attention, including about things like China and the U.S. Trump's trade war escalation will exact economic pain. We learned from his economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, that both sides will pay in this, and that was after President Trump tweeted the opposite.
Well, sure. Look, everybody's going to get hurt here. It would seem to all of us watching this that it would be a fairly simple thing to work out. The Chinese give a little, we give a little, and it gets worked out. Meantime, there's going to be hell to pay. I mean, Americans are going to be paying a lot more. Farmers are going to be in a lot of trouble because their stuff can't get exported, and it will rot in the warehouses. And, you got a president of the United States who's out there tweeting all night long, including, that he loves his farmers. And there is no sign that the farmers, who quite frequently are Republicans, not always, of course, except that. So one wonders what this is about. I take it that Trump's position is, in the end game, we'll all be better off this way, but we'll have to see it through. Now, David, I keep thinking about the release of the Trump taxes from years ago, in which we see what a failure he was as a businessman and as a negotiator, despite the fact that he wrote a book about the art of the deal. And it looks like the art of this deal is going the way the art of his business deals went also. There will be chaos.
Speaking of creating chaos, we learned from the Russia investigation that Russia was actively targeting the U.S. elections through many ways, including hacking. But Russia is also targeting Europeans' elections. So are far-right copycats, says the New York Times. Digital fingerprints link pro-Russian and anti-European websites, part of an online ecosystem that is sowing discord ahead of European elections.
Well, sure, we knew that this was going to happen. We knew that we weren't alone, that the Russians would be doing this. And what we know is that a very, very smart 15-year-old can do this too. So the fact is, we have this World Wide Web. We have this opening for mischief. And people, when given the opportunity, will do mischief. It's that simple. Why? We don't know what all of the problems of the brain are, but we do know that the Russians are appreciative of Vladimir Putin's ability to make trouble. They like it, and he brags about it. He doesn't have to say it. In fact, he denies it. But nevertheless, we know what's going on. Our intelligence apparatus has it. It worked for Trump the last time. They were clearly in Trump's corner. We knew that. And they did everything they could to get the guy elected. When you're talking about a few votes in three or four crucial states, that's huge.
From Politico this morning, Alan, the 2020 elections, a dream ticket, in quotes, black lawmakers pitch Biden-Harris to beat Trump. Senior members of the Congressional Black Caucus say it's an ideal ticket. That's Kamala Harris, of course, and Joe Biden, if the former vice president stays atop the polls.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm a huge Kamala fan. I think she's terrific. I have said from the very beginning she's the obvious choice. We do know that Barack Obama brought an awful lot of black voters out, and it is essential that somebody of great talent, who is so bright and has so much ability, was a fierce prosecutor, is a United States senator, is quite popular. I've watched her dealing with the press and her openness. She's really quite extraordinary. So I think that would be a good ticket. There are election experts who have never gotten anything wrong who are saying Trump's going to win because you're pitting the bottom of your stomach, but, he could do it. And so the Democrats are going to have to put the most electable team up that they possibly can.
You've often pointed out that one of Biden's issues is he can put his foot in his mouth. Even the Times addresses this. There he goes again, not yet, as Joe Biden avoids major gaffes, but that's possible.
He's a guy who likes to speak his mind. He likes to be funny. I can relate to this. I try to do that myself and have a lot of fun in life. But sometimes when you're running for the highest office in the land, you have to be very careful. On the other hand, look who's there now. And look at the kinds of things he's talked about, grabbing women by the genitals and the rest of it. And they hold Joe Biden responsible? Unbelievable.
The Associated Press reporting this morning, tenants from around New York State head to Albany to encourage legislators to strengthen rental protections. Tomorrow's rally comes as lawmakers are poised to renew the state laws governing rent control and stabilization rules in and around the city. But of course, there's upstate now involved.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, you know, if somebody owns a house or somebody owns an apartment building and has to make profit, and we know that there are more renters than there are owners, and the Democrats take control of both houses of the legislature, there's a very good chance that there's going to be protections for tenants. In many cases, tenants deserve protection because landlords can be unscrupulous. On the other hand, you can't throw the baby out with the dirty water. And there is a possibility that if you pass these protections and they're too aggressive, the balance between homeowners and renters will be upset. And if that happens, you could have ramifications for the Democrats who voted for this stuff. Look, a lot of people own their houses. It's the American dream. On the other hand, a lot of people rent. I wouldn't want to be a legislator.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. As always, Alan, great to talk to you.
And great Monday. Let's go, gang. Let's make it happen.
But bring a sweater.